Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey!
Hey, everybody. Oh, my God. Exciting show. I love movies. Doug Benson. I'm here. UCB Theater. A pretty packed house. I'm excited. Of course, you're all waiting to see the fantastic show Comedy Death Ray that's here every Tuesday and lets us hijack the audience for this podcast. And let me just get right into you can see the shirt I'm wearing, I think. It's got Darth Vader walking a tiny, what are those things called? Nerds! AT&T's, is that what they're called? At-ats. And when he's walking at it, he whistles to himself. So I'm going to hold up his shirt, and hopefully everybody will see it at once. First person that can name the movie that the shirt is referencing will get it thrown in their direction. And someone near you might catch it, and, you know, I say, fight it out. All right, here we go. This one says, "I'm with the Underhills."
Fletch.
Bam! Guy says, "Fletch." Now, of course, I don't know what these are from, so the first confident answer that I hear is going to get a T-shirt. No, I know most of them, but this next one I do not know, and it's been kind of driving me crazy, and I just wanted to find out here with everybody. So if you say it confidently, then I know I know you're right. It's not Star Wars, and you cannot pre-guess. There's no pre-guessing. What would this shirt be, the one with Darth Vader and the thing? I guess it would be Empire. The Empire Strikes Back, because the AT-ATs were in that one. All right, we're in that AT one. Okay, this one says, "Miss Lippy's car is green."
Billy Madison.
Holy shit, is Billy Madison right?
Yeah.
Get it to that guy that said it way up there. I want to make sure you get it. I'm going to throw it in the aisle and you come get it like a like a goddamn weirdo. That was awesome. What?
It was me in the booth.
You can't guess from the sound booth. That guy totally got your shirt, Sasquatch.
No, I got it.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. I don't know how I feel about this talking from the booth thing.
It's not on the recording.
Okay. All right, this next one, someone's going to know it immediately, so I got to get ready to throw it. I'm not even going to show it to you. I'm just going to say it. Abe Froman, Sausage King. There you go, you son of a... Ferris Bueller's Day Off, for those of you who are listening and didn't know it. Do you have those headphones around your neck because you're planning on jumping back to music if this is bullshit? You're like just ready to go? Because you're going to be here for a while. You could just put them away somewhere. You know what? You look like that guy in Empire Strikes Back that's like, oh, they're coming. What's his name? God, this, you guys are a bunch of nerds. All right, let's... all the shirts aren't movie-themed. They have some that are just a hilarious shirt over at lookatmeshirts.com. This one says, I can't... Like IKEA is the logo. And this says, I can't put furniture together. Whoever laughs the loudest gets it. There you go. That girl over there. Behind you, headphones. You've got the best shirt ever made, so relax. It's some sort of bridge from London with a queen hat. It's like some password or something. Queen hat. Is it crown? Ding, 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 ding. All right, so our first guest tonight is also a shirt that I brought. Because, and whoever cheers the loudest gets this one, because he is, you bet, know him from the TV show Best Week Ever with Paul F. Tompkins! That guy right there. That guy gets the Best Week Ever with Paul F. Tompkins shirt. It's not weird, it's just strange.
Ow!
Be careful,
I hurt
be
my
careful.
Knee immediately!
I'm sorry that your knee hit the table, but you can, take the microphone out if you'd like. And
no, you know I always like it
comfortable.
Like this. I like it like this.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's the least amount of work for me.
That works for me.
I sit here
it
calmly.
A hassle.
Oh, who has the time, girlfriend?
I gave away the Paul F. Tompkins Best Week Ever shirt because I could never wear that. I can't wear a shirt that has a friend of mine's name on it.
I wear it all over the place.
And a rainbow shooting up out of it. But that dude's going to wear the crap out of it. And that's exciting. I wrote down on a napkin everything that we need to cover. So let's get that out. Paul F. Tompkins is here. The other guest tonight, another return guest from earlier this season, one of our favorites. Our favorites, it's just me. But the listeners love him. Ladies and gentlemen, from Never Not Funny Podcast, James Pardo! Jimmy Pardo! All stand. Yes, there he is. There he is. There's nothing more fun to listen to than applause.
I thought it was dynamite. I liked that it was about half the volume of PFTs, but I'm going to get past that. Yours came in very hot. I knew you should have been the second guest tonight.
There was a shirt involved. I couldn't give them a shirt.
There was apparel?
Yeah. They were cheering to win a shirt. When you have a shirt?
Yeah, I've got the You Fascinate Me shirts that are selling very well. And I've got the Never Not Funny shirts, Bag of Corn Friend. I've got the Robin Williams suspender shirt. It's just a shirt and then it's got suspenders printed on there and some buttons.
No way.
Yeah, it's a Shazbot.
I had an idea for a shirt, long sleeve, and all the way down the sleeve, winky face, happy face, other kind of frowny face. And then here it would say, I wear my emoticons on my sleeve. Bam!
Love it. Love it. I don't deny on an improv stage. That's a great idea.
Yes,
yes,
UCB,
yes,
home
and.
Of some amazing improv where people just stand around agreeing.
Got to have conflict, huh, PF?
They do good stuff here.
Can I ask you a question, though?
You just knowed me.
Is it about movies?
If you... No.
Oh, shit.
If
here
you,
we go.
If you had not thought of that shirt,
yeah,
and you saw someone wearing that shirt...
Oh, I would tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I would be like, you're okay. An asshole.
All right.
But...
I think
a lot of people would buy it.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't losing my mind.
That's one in a series of get-rich ideas that I will never follow through on.
Get-rich medium.
Yeah. Get-rich baby tea. What? So...
Hey, buddy.
Weird looks don't really play on a podcast, as you know. As you know, that's why you added a camera to yours.
I got a two-camera shoot.
Two cameras now.
We got the
one is locked on you.
At all times.
Yes.
And then we got the one that grabs the guests, and that's really a better camera that has got the two people on it. Mine just has the one.
Yeah. I did Jimmy's podcast earlier today.
That's
and,
true.
I got in your shot a couple times.
Yeah.
I would stick yeah. my head in his camera.
I almost went Christian Bale on you. I went fucking crazy. How dare you walk into my shot?
You're all doo 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 doo. That's my favorite
part. That's my favorite part too.
Doo 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 doo.
We all have.
Oh, things. Good for you. Doo doo doo.
It should be a musical.
So I like to play the 6 degrees of separation game with the people I bring on the show. Since last time I had two movie actors, these guys are settling in.
I feel like I'm upstaging or downstaging everybody on the stage. I don't know where to go.
It's all good.
You locked in? You've got some trouble.
I don't know. I feel like a fucking tiger in a cage.
Why can't this be up further? Why does he have to be locked in where he is?
Well, let's push it down.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. There it is.
There you go. How's that, Paul?
That's
too much
nice. That's nice.
No, that's great.
There
that's great.
Gonna... Now I feel like a tiger in a cage that has been painted to look like the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
Upgrade.
We've got modern games.
Here we go. And anytime the two of you want to burst out into song, I love it.
Oh, sorry,
I know
we've already done it.
I know. I'm encouraging it as opposed to saying, fucking stop that.
No.
Quit it. Paul is a mere one degree from Kevin Bacon, as I figured it out, because Paul was in Magnolia with Tom Cruise.
That's where I was.
And Tom Cruise was in A Few Good Men with Kevin Bacon.
That is the
one degree.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah,
it's fun.
How about you, Jimmy? How many degrees do you think you are
Kevin
from
Bacon?
Kevin Bacon?
42.
17, 42?
42 degrees, I would all imagine. Right. I can't, although I don't know, maybe his wife is involved somehow. I've done some television that I'm sure somebody's involved with.
Oh, TV television!
Oh, you can't count TV?
Oh,
no.
Hey, next week, can you come on I Love TV?
Oh!
Burr!
Oh! That's a burn on you. You fucking hippie!
That is a burn on you!
I'll knock your bong up your ass, you son of a bitch!
Oh, that's a burn on you!
More of a threat than a burn. I'll burn his ass with the bong. How about that? That's an actual burn.
That is a burn. That is a burn slash threat.
Burn threat. You're going down.
BT.
That burn.
You're going down.
So I'll start with you.
I was
then.
In the movie.
Oh, here
I
we
was
go.
In the movie.
He was in a movie.
I was. I shot a scene for Dreamgirls. So that had Eddie Murphy.
Cut out of the movie.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
Was Eddie Murphy in something with Kevin Bacon?
Well, I'm trying to think.
Yes, Nutty Professor 2.
No. I'm trying to go degrees though. What about the Beyonce Knowles? Is she involved with that Kevin
Bacon?
Wait a second.
We can find a way.
Eddie Murphy
Kevin
was
Bacon.
In Bowfinger with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin,
who was in. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Kevin Bacon did a cameo.
That's right.
The guy that
there he goes.
Was it uncredited?
I think it may have been uncredited.
Mm. Yes.
Well, I was also uncredited in Dreamgirls, so that's a perfect 6 degrees.
Because you weren't in the movie.
Yeah, was that?
No. You were uncredited because you were not in the movie.
That's correct.
I think that's why.
That's correct.
But isn't Greg Barron in the credits of Jerry Maguire, even though he got cut out of that? I think sometimes when you get caught, you're still in the credits.
Well, who knows how they do things over there at Jerry Maguire? They run a loose shop over there.
Recent movies, fellas. Start with Jimmy. If you see a movie on a plane or a mommy movie or
most recent movie
in a motion picture theater.
Oh, what did
mommies?
I see? I saw The Watchman, and I was. They asked who was watching it. I was the only fellow in the movie watching it. Only guy alone. It was a private screening over at the ArcLight movie theater.
Really, it was just you.
1:30. Yeah, nobody there.
Would you go? You go on the first day. A lot of people
were
wait.
You really there all by yourself?
It was just me. And the young man that welcomed me, named Dash, goes, hey, you're Jimmy Pardo. And I said, yeah. And he goes, what are you seeing? And I said, Watchmen. He goes, oh, got to be a little quiet in there. And
it's going to be quiet in there in every showing of Watchmen. There's nothing to make noise about. It's fucking brutal.
I liked most of it except that blue guy. He was on screen for way too fucking long.
Made you feel some weird things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. I looked down at my blue balls on occasion. Is that what you're asking? That movie gave me nothing to beat off to. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I think you're right.
I thought you were saying.
You didn't think the superhero girl that got naked was good?
She is very,
very
sexy.
Pretty.
Yeah, she's very sexy.
Pretty sexy lady.
Very sexy.
She was attractive.
What did I say?
Do I have some weird power over you guys, or are we still playing the agree to everything game?
But wait, what did I see last week? Tell me about other movies.
What did you see last week?
Oh, Sunshine Cleaning.
Oh, why?
Oh.
Because I see every movie. I love movies.
You like movies that are Sunshine and Alan Arkin.
That's right.
And Fox Searchlight.
Yeah. It was okay.
Oh, I'll see any Fox Searchlight film that comes out.
Oh, with
Arkin. I like that house.
They make Oscar runners. They make pictures. I'm not looking at any of the guests.
Who are you talking to?
They make pictures.
Who are you talking to?
That win awards. Nobody.
But did you like it? I thought it was good.
Good.
I thought it had some moments of indie
hell. Stars out of 10?
Three out of five. Three out of nickel.
Three out of five.
Try out a nickel.
All right.
Three out of five in part
three
of
three out
Ringo.
Of N. And you...
Yes?
What? I like both those ladies, Amy Adams and Emily Blunt.
Sure.
They did a great job.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Sexy.
She's British, you know.
Which one?
I don't
Emily
know.
Emily Blunt.
They're both so good.
I acted in a television pilot with Amy Adams many, many years ago. This was before her.
Which one was it?
It was called The Peter Principle.
Yes.
And
I even was there, I think, watching. Yeah, wasn't Drew Hastings in that?
Yes, he was.
Amy
Adams was cast in the role opposite me as my nemesis, but then halfway through, she was fired.
Why?
They gave the role to Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
That's who I saw.
She just wants to be called Tiffany Thiessen, by the way.
That's who I saw, because I came down, especially because she was there. I didn't come to see you.
It just goes to show you that anybody can get fired. I mean, that's actually a nice story.
Exactly. But then I saw her again years later. She was doing a little tiny thing in the Tenacious D movie, and I saw her in the makeup trailer, and she said hi to me first, which I thought was very nice.
She seems like a sweet girl.
That's
and
a winner.
I hope that when they fired her, she said, I will be twice nominated for Oscars, bitches, and then walked out. Because then it really happened.
I don't think she
it did.
Good,
but I think
so.
She said it with more of a shrug.
Because usually
I'll be twice nominated for Oscars, so
yeah. Goodbye.
Enjoy your television actress from Saved by the Bell. All right, from 90210.
Sure.
What have you seen lately, Paul? Oh. And it's almost time to get into the Leonard Maltin game.
I also saw The Watchmen, which I might still be at it, as far as I know.
A little lengthy, huh?
Yeah, it bothered me. I was a fan of the source material, and while I thought it was very faithful to the spirit and the actual text and images of the source material, they couldn't kick people across the room in that book. And I thought that undermined the whole thing. Because the idea was not like, what if superheroes were real? The idea was, what if regular people were costumed vigilantes? And I don't think in real life anybody can kick anybody across the room or punch a hole in a kitchen counter or any of that shit. So it sort of, that bothered me about it.
It was kind of weird.
Did you see it?
I'm sorry it took me so long to keep talking.
No,
I know you wanted to say that earlier.
I agree without having read the source material, which I always wanted to read, but like the combination of
who
a comic book.
Who wants to go to the Library of Congress and go through all that hassle?
But the idea of a dense, everyone kept talking about how dense it was as a comic. I'm like, what I like about comics is they're not dense. They're just simple.
You skip over the fake files and the pirate ship comic. Yeah. You're home free.
Yeah, Zack Snyder was like, fuck the pirate ship. That's not going to be in my movie, even though my movie's going to be way too long and might as well have a pirate ship in it. That's what he sounds like.
Does he sound like that?
Accurate impression.
You are very good with the voices.
That's why he does not cameo in his films. Sparta! So, or... Look out for that zombie!
Yeah, 300.
So,
look out for that zombie.
That's what he would have said if he was in Dawn of the Dead. One of the best remakes of all time.
Is that true?
Oh, it's so good.
It is really good.
I'm thinking about it right now. Especially the first 10 or 15 minutes. Like in the Halloween Doug Loves Interrupting Movies that we do here at UCB, every year I just show the first 15 minutes of Dawn of the Dead remake.
It's really good.
Because it's amazing. It's crazy
always,
and
always
hilarious.
Inspiring.
It's inspiring. Indeed.
Comforting.
Yeah, it kind of is a little bit comforting.
Yeah. There's something about it.
A little bit. When,
like, that's my comfort scene.
Helps put me to bed. So, before we play Leonard Maltin game, any else besides Watchmen? Anything more recently?
Good sentence.
Or did you?
You know what?
Any else?
Any else?
Words,
else.
Mouth, questions. go talking now, Paul.
I saw. This is going way back on DVD. I saw the first two installments of the Up series of documentaries, 7 Up and 14 Up, which I
believe
never
you
seen.
Or your lady twittered about it.
having seen that.
Yeah, might have been my
lady. You guys don't do anything without twittering about it. Well, you do some things without twittering about it.
Give it time. Give it time.
I don't like the racy undertones of this.
That was a bad sexual encounter, and her name. No,
we'd still be calling
that'd be weird.
Sexual encounters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you try to keep it fresh by encountering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then didn't work out that time when she showed up in the Watchmen outfit. The comedian in the Watchmen. In the book, is he funny? Because he no funny in the movie.
I think it was more...
You're not funny. That's what I yelled out.
Sure.
Glad you weren't in my movie. I don't hear a guy yelling out. I had the whole place to myself.
You should have yelled out. You sat there quietly?
I actually nodded off during part of that movie.
Did you sing along with any of the songs?
Most of them, yeah.
Did you text at all during it? Because no one would yell at you for texting.
I received
a text. If you're alone.
Truth be told, I did not text back. That's
what did it say? The baby is choking?
But I can't
you're
be
like,
bothered
I
with that.
Can't. I'm watching the Watchmen.
I'm 4 hours into this six-hour epic.
So, who knows when this will be posted on the iTunes.
Who
but,
could say? Saturday!
It happens when somebody feels like doing it.
When it happens, very good.
Yeah, but hopefully it'll still be March Madness, because tonight's Len Moulton game is all basketball
I'm
movies.
Ready to go.
Basketball
one note!
Movies. It's not note, it's name.
One note.
But I like that you have done the research and have a vague idea how this works. Because
well, explaining it
to the guests is a nightmare, and right. I apologize to the listeners.
Well, you do not have to explain it to us, because we understand it.
You guys have got it down. So yes. We'll start with James Pardo
okay.
for the first one.
I'm very happy
here.
To start.
Don't no peekage.
Did you just look?
No looking at the general letters of where I am in the book.
Okay, so what
general letters?
General, don't get any.
It seemed to be the American alphabet.
Is there any clue besides the fact that it's a basketball movie?
Yes, 1986.
Got it. Go.
Len Moulton gives it what I... This is the clue. Gives it what I feel is a stingy 3 stars.
Zero. I say zero. I guess it with zero.
Zero names?
Yeah.
From that year and Len Moulton giving it 3 stars?
How many can I start with?
You could start with... I hadn't got to that part yet, but you could... There are 9 names. So you could say I can name it 9 names...
And then Paul says
through
8.
Down to 0. He can, or he could just say, name that movie.
I'll go... I'm going to start... Do we start now?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready to go. 4.
Well, let's wait a while.
I'm going to start with 4.
You could name that movie...
In 4
in
names.
In 4 names. The 4 most obscure character actors in this basketball movie from 1986. I think I'm helping Paul decide what to do here. He says he can do it 4 names, Paul. What do you...
I may have jumped the gun.
You shouldn't admit that. You should act confident.
I can't.
I can name that movie in 3 names.
Oh! You son of a...
Now you could say, oh, people are on their feet.
It's like poker.
Yeah, step away from the table.
We're all in. I can't get higher than that.
So I'm doing
I cannot get higher
Paul.
Than that.
I'm doing this meerkat style.
Mind your manner.
I go 2 names.
2 names? You leap to 2 names?
He said 3.
Oh, he did. I didn't even hear it. I just heard him get up on the chair.
Wasn't much of a leap.
Okay.
I'm going to name that movie in 1 name.
Oh!
So you think you know it already?
I think I do.
I should have started with 5.
So do you want to go 0 names? You want to go 0 names and guess, or do you want to let Paul hear 1 name?
I think we both have the same guess, do we not?
I bet we do.
If you're good with years, I'm terrible with years.
I could
never get it by year.
I'm
beginning to think I am. Yeah,
there's only 7 basketball movies in the history of motion pictures, by the way.
I go no names! I go no names!
No names. He's going no names.
I might be wrong on the year.
All right, what is it?
Is it Hoosier?
Yes, it is! Yes, it is, Jim Pardo!
Right? Yeah.
Tell him what he's won, Jim Pardo.
Yeah. All right, do another one.
I meant to say Don Pardo, but I said your name again.
Go very good.
All right, here we go.
Go.
There's only 3, so, Paul, you have to get this one to tie it up.
There's only 3 what?
That one was a push. You knew that one, did you?
There's only 3 movies total that we did.
All right. Did you know that one, Paul?
Yeah.
That was a push. That's a push. Yeah. We're back at 0.
No, we can't be.
How could I find a 4th basketball movie? We're up against the clock here. People write to me all the time saying the show should be longer than 30 minutes, so this one's going to be 29.
Attaboy, show him who's boss.
Yeah, I'll shoot him.
You want more?
Fuck off. All right, this is from 1994. You got 15 names.
I'm ready to go.
15 names. And here's the clue. Besides March Madness, this is the other clue. Louis Gossett appears unbilled. Kevin Bacon in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles style. Unbilled appearance by Louis Gossett Jr.
1994?
1994. And Paul, you start. And 15 names you could start out with.
I can name that movie in 14 names.
Jimmy?
I'll jump to 9. Ooh. I can do it 9 names.
We've got a 9 jumper on our hands. Paul? 9 or name it?
I'm going to name that movie in 9 names. No. What?
I've already said 9, Paul.
I'm going to name that movie in 7 names.
Oh, boy. Wow, another 2 jump.
Yeah.
I like this.
I'll go 6.
You guys are intense.
I go 6.
5 names.
4.
3.
2.
1.
I'm going to do it. You know what? I'm going to go 0 again.
What?
Well, you have.
From 1994? Is that too big of a clue?
I don't know, but I'm going to take
a guess. Is Luke Gossett the lead but unbilled?
Can I take my guess?
Yes, you can.
Hoop Dreams. Is it Hoop Dreams?
Oh, James Pardo. I want to look up now and see if any actors are listed in Hoop Dreams.
I thought maybe Gossett stopped by a playground and said, how's it going? I thought he made a guy do push-ups in the rain.
How's it? What's up? Do you guys want me to yell at you to do push-ups?
Just said that.
Wait, don't I get a chance to name the movie?
You win the point because he missed. But
is that movie?
Paul can take a guess.
Is that movie The Fish That Eventually Abandoned Pittsburgh?
No, it isn't. It's.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, then give us some names.
Oh, you want to do it that way? Do you?
Well, we got to figure it out without you just.
Here
giving
we go.
Clues.
I could just give it to you, but I'll give you names, and then first one who gets it doesn't win anything. George Raveling, Richard Pitino, Bobby Knight, Jerry Tarkanian. He sounds like a player, Jerry Tarkanian.
He was a coach.
Or coach. Robert Wool, another great coach. Anthony C. Hall, I think he's the black guy that played Harry in Harry and the Hendersons. Not that they needed a black guy to play the part, but he is a tall creature.
But isn't it nice we've come that far?
It really is.
That a black
we went
man
from a black Sasquatch to a black president. Matt Nover, Anthony Penny Hardaway. Shaquille O'Neal.
You're not playing.
Oh,
it's not Kazam.
Is it Steel?
No, that's a good guess. Don't yell out. Bob Cousy, Alfre Woodard, Ed O'Neill, the late J.T. Walsh. Mary McDonald from BSG, and we got one fan in the crowd, and it starred Nick Nolte and was directed by William Friedkin.
Jefferson in Basketball!
And it's called Blue Chips.
No. No.
Would it have helped? Would a good clue have been you get these when you fly JetBlue? Blue Chips. All right, so we got to go to the tiebreaker, and we don't have much time.
All right, very quickly then. I did not care for that one.
You guys are.
No, that made me mad.
You guys are tied up with your weird jumping to zero games that you're playing.
I'm very cocky with my.
You've
basketball
tied
game.
It up. Oh, that's not number
all right,
one.
Give me a year.
Here we go. Tied. You
here's the year.
One,
I guess when I got it wrong, and I guess when I got it right. So you got the point when I got it wrong, and I got one.
The
right
year is 1979.
Sure I know it. I'm ready to go.
The country is at war. Children are crying. No, 1979, 10 names. Mm-hmm. And Len says about this basketball movie from 1979, game hijinks, only saving grace. So apparently what happens off the court is not hijinks and not a saving grace. And there are 10 names, and we go back to Jimmy to start. Jimmy's going for 7.
Six
names.
5 names.
4 names.
I'll go with 3 names.
2 names.
You're not taking this seriously.
What?
I'm going to go 1 name.
1 name?
I'm going to do it in 0
Are
names.
You really? I'll do it in -1.
How does that work?
I'll give you the names.
Wow.
It's got to be the last name, though.
Wow.
Oh, it does? It can't be the star?
It's got to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, I might not know this one. Oh, no, I think I go ahead. Zero.
Okay.
1979? What
is it? Yeah, he said zero, so he has to guess it.
No, he did. He said
Game hijinks, only saving grace?
Yes.
How many stars?
I'm not telling that part. That wasn't one of the established clues.
Well, from Game
hijinks. One and a half.
Only saving grace.
One and a half. Yeah,
I think I know it.
I'm going to say it's the fish that saved Pittsburgh.
That guess worked this time, my friend.
Right.
Paul F. Tompkins is our winner.
Oh!
But thanks anyway.
I know.
How did I win?
You won nothing.
I'm going to guess
how did you win bragging rights.
Is what? It fast break?
It's not fast break. But maybe next March I'll have you back on.
Oh, let's make it
and
a yearly thing.
You will say zero. You will say zero names and yell out.
But
that
we got
title.
Him.
Oh, yeah. I love playing zero.
You
names.
Did get him eventually, except for Blue Chips.
Well, that was a horrible.
That's a
one.
Tough one. It's not a bad movie.
No, it was a horrible movie and a horrible choice.
Did you actually see Blue Chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
I liked it. It's kind of great. It's directed by William Friedkin.
I don't give
kinda,
a good goddamn.
It's a gritty. And Shaq's not bad in it. So that's our show. Let's hear it for Jimmy Pardo, Never Not Funny.
Thank you.
New season starts soon.
That's right. New season starting very soon.
Yeah, yeah. Paul F. Tompkins, always on Best Week Ever with Paul F. Tompkins. Be weird without him. And I'm Doug Benson saying Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves...